Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante, and as always, every season, we appreciate you joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And as always, we bring them to you today. And today's guest kind of threw me for a loop, him talking about his pro day coming up in March. And, man, it's hard to believe, but pro days are right around the corner. But we got a lot to get to before we get to that March pro day with Carson Newman, Eagles standout defender, none other than Kyrie Bynum. He was also down at the FCS Bowl where he took care of business and a little switching of positions, and I think that showed a lot of versatility in front of those scouts. But with that said, Kyrie, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. This afternoon has been great. A lot of things have been going well ever since the FCS Bowl has came. I got a shout out to Emory Hunt with the Packers previously, and I really appreciate the publicity I've been getting lately. And it excites me to be able to show my talent to the world, and hopefully I can continue to do so.
Nice. So when did this show start? I mean, Pop Warner, PB, when did you first begin to, fall in love and play the game of football?
Well, the football always been in my hand. My father made sure of that ever since I came out the womb. But I officially started playing football when I was 8 years old. I started playing Pop Warner football. I played quarterback all the way up until high school. And once I got to high school, I ended up playing receiver and free safety and cornerback. One of the seasons I actually had to play quarterback in high school, and it was kind of like riding a bike. At first, I wasn't too sure, but I was like, man, I haven't played quarterback for a couple of years now, but ended up doing pretty solid and helping my team get some wins. So I got an offensive background and I got a defensive background.
Yes, you do. So I'm curious. So, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, what schools were looking at you and how did you end up becoming, the defender that we see playing linebacker safety?
Right. It was definitely an interesting process. I had an offer from Towson University, Delaware University, Temple University, and I had high interest from UVA, Virginia University, and the Maryland University. And then I had some Division II offers as well. And
wow.
Then I ended up going to a JUCO. I ended up going to Valley Forge Military College. And from there, I went to an HBCU college called Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte. I ended up graduating from there, doing 3 years there, and then just finished up my season at Carson Newman University, earning my graduate degree.
Congratulations on that.
Yes, sir.
I'm curious. Now, I usually save a question like this for later, but I'm just curious. I mean, with that offensive background, and I don't know every statistic from all your collegiate games, maybe you have thrown some passes, were used in trick plays. Were you kind of, echoing in the coach's ears each week that, hey, man, you can use me in a trick play. I'm able to.
Oh, I was in there every day. I was in there. They probably thought I was crazy because I'm much bigger than I was in high school. I'm like 222 now, so they probably don't see it. But I was a legit offensive player. Honestly, I had most of my offers from high school were both sides of the ball, and I just seen the Travis Hunter, the number one recruit in high school. I seen he's going to Jackson State to play both the receiver and defensive back. That kind of reminded me how I was coming out. I ended up leaning more towards the defensive side and ended up migrating to linebacker, which was very interesting. That was it was a different transition, and then it was cool to play safety in the FCS. Boy, that was fun. That was like getting like it just brought me back memories, and I had fun out there just flying around free, coming downhill and covering guys, and especially at this weight I'm at now, it just feels good to be able to do so.
Excellent. Once again, Kyrie Bynum, the standout from Carson Newman, kind enough to take some time and share what he brings to this draft table. You guys know Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, Blog Talk, all the avenues that you listen to your podcast. They're free and available here with Kyrie Bynum. I'm curious. I asked all the guys to come on this show. If we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down the tape. In your words, what are those hallmark home run traits, abilities, if you will, that they're going to fall in love with you and want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Well, first, I know my responsibilities. I'm always in the coach's office, and we're going over plays and assignments. So I always make sure I know my keys before anything so I can have the ability to go 100% and not hesitate. And most of my plays, like, you could tell, like, the way I don't like to hesitate at all. Like, my father always taught me to play full speed and always fly around. And I think that's what I bring best to the table. I just trust my instincts, and I like my versatility that I bring to the table as well. I can cover. I'm a really good tackler. I can play in the box. I can play in open space. Anything a coach wants me to do, I can do as a player. Like, I'm a football player. I know Michael Parsons. He's from around my area, the 717 area. And I know his response was, like, he was a football player. He didn't say he had a certain position. He just said he was a football player. That's kind of the mindset we come with around that area.
Absolutely. And how about this one? I mean, what goes unnoticed? I mean, could have been the defensive scheme that you ran, what coaches asked you to do that you knew, or I guess you should say what they didn't ask you to do that you knew could do. Because, you know, if you don't have 20 sacks, then you're not a sack. Or if you have too many tackles, you're not a pass rusher. Dropping coverage, all those little intangibles.
Right.
What do these scouts need to know that they may not see on film, Kyrie, that they should know today?
I'm a very solid man-to-man coverage kind of guy. This past season, I was asked to play the nickelback. I haven't ever played a nickel at all, and basically I was guarding like the best receivers. Each game out, I was guarding the best receivers, and none of them ever got off on me. And I feel like that was a lot to prove on myself, because previously people did doubt my coverage skills because I wasn't able to show much of it because I was in the box a lot, and I was just happy to be able to like show like, okay, he can run with whoever and be able to perform highly at that position. And hopefully, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, excellent. I mean, when you get down to the FCS Bowl, did you know going into that game that you were going to be asked to kind of switch positions and do some different things, or is that something that was thrown upon you once you arrived?
Oh, that was crazy because it was a surprise, actually. Like, I checked the roster, and it had me at DB /safety. It got a big smile on my face. Honestly, I was like, wow, like, finally I get the opportunity to play some safety. Because I was always telling people, I was like, man, I can play safety too, trust me. Like, and it was just good to, like, show everyone that I can play that too. But I haven't played safety since high school, so it was pretty special just going out there and just doing it against the top guys in the country. I believe if I continue to play that safety position, I can one day make a lot of money at it, or either be like a Darius Leonard, how he plays in the box, like because I see he has a similar body type. He might be a little taller than me, but like I'm sitting at 220, he's probably like 220 as well. And I see how he likes life. He just runs sideline to sideline. He's a ball player, honestly. And I think I could do that as well in the box.
And he has that small school background as well, and he's definitely arrived on the scene for the Colts and established himself as one of the premier backers. And I'm glad you touched that. You know, I think your versatility, your height, weight, intangibles, I think that's so in parallel of what we see in the National Football League today. You know, I mean, guys at that weight, that I want to call them a tweener hybrid, but I think that's kind of how the game has evolved a little bit, because you just need – you really, really – I mean, speed kills, but you have to have guys that can get sideline to sideline like a Darius Leonard. And I think you being able to show that safety range along with that linebacker skill set, I think those are great intangibles. For you moving forward, how do you kind of plan on tackling? You mentioned pro day prior to us going live. Do you still I know you said you graduated. Do you still have school to do? Are you done? Are you going to go off to a facility? Kind of how do you plan on being in the best possible Kyer Bynum shape when March Pro Day rolls around?
Well, currently I've been bouncing around from Charlotte, Atlanta, and the Florida area. I've been training with guys all over, getting just different type of flavors to add to my game and to help you with the combine. I want to really shock the scouts and the teams, because I already know that I'm going in. I feel like I am an underrated player, but I'm going in humble at the same time. But I feel like I still have a lot to prove to everyone and prove to the coaches and the scouts that I can play at the next level, and hopefully they give me the opportunity to do so, because I won't disappoint. I know I won't. I've been waiting on this moment since forever, honestly.
And it's finally here, and we get to partake in the journey of sharing you with our draft audience. When you go to one of these all-star games, sometimes you're approached by some teams, sometimes you aren't. It's just, you know, it's like a poker game. Were you able to get any feedback during the week down in Daytona Beach?
Yes, I've had a few teams come up to me and reach out to me. I've talked to the Colts. I've talked to someone with the Giants. And hopefully I get some more teams that would be interested in me. Like, I'm open to anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm just really just thankful for the opportunity, because – you know, not many get this chance, you know. But
yeah.
And I don't know. It's really unbelievable right now. Like, even just being on the podcast with you, I thank you for having me as well. And just these opportunities, I really cherish them.
Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, and Kyer, the best part about what we do is we work with so many small school guys, and it's so fun that, you know, I mean, I could probably list you, you know, six no-name guys on every NFL team, but I know their story just from having them on the show and following their careers. Like, I was covering the Steelers Sunday, Dylan Cole, small school prospect, undrafted 2018, still earning a living in the National Football League. You know, it's just nice seeing them. You know, you're in the National Football League. You're doing what you love to do, and hopefully that comes to fruition for you as well. Before we wrap things up, and I can't believe we're almost out of time, we always like to have a little bit of fun at the end of the show. We call it three and out. Just a few off the wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, you come across a humble guy. When do you flip the switch? When does the tough, fearsome Kyer Bynum come out?
Oh, definitely when I'm on the field. I always go on the field thinking, like, there is no one on the field that's better than me. off the field, of course, I'm always that humble, quiet dude. But on the field, I'm thinking I'm the best one on the field every single time. That actually, like, pushes me. That actually helps me a lot just going in with that mindset. Like, I watch a lot of guys like Kobe Bryant is one of my biggest inspirations. I just noticed how he, like, went into, like, different games. I was watching a mic'd up with Amari Cooper, and it was I forget what cornerback it was. It was a big-time cornerback guarding him. And he ended up burning the dude, scoring the touchdown. And then one of his teammates were like, dude, that was such and such. And then he was like, oh, really? I didn't even know that was him. Like, he was just, like, so locked. He was that locked in that. He didn't care who was in front of him. Like, that's the kind of person I am. Like, I don't care who's out there. I don't care if it's whoever. It could be anyone out there. I would love to compete.
All right. And how about this one, Kyer? Are you a better singer or are you a better dancer?
Ooh, that's a hard one, ain't it? I would say it depends on it got to be a good day, but I'm gonna go with the dancing for now. My family has a big singing, or my family's big on singing, so it runs my blood a little bit.
All right, fair enough. And then the final one, kind of sticking with family. Draft day will be here soon enough. I know it sounds kind of bizarre. We got Christmas this weekend, but bowl games are in effect, and then it's just a whirlwind till April. Who's the best cook in your family? And on draft weekend, and you're sitting down with family and friends waiting to hear your name come off that board, what meal do you want prepared, and who do you want to prepare it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one right here. Well, my father he's the chef of the family, hands down. He can throw down anything. But my cousin Kia makes this seafood casserole, and it's the bomb, man.
Ooh.
You put the breadcrumbs on top with some lobster, some crab in there, scallops. I can't give you all the gems though, but it's legit. It's legit. Maybe I'll get, hopefully
legit.
We meet one day and I'll give you a little plate or something. But that's the one right there. That seafood casserole.
I hope we do meet some like that, like I said, because I always like to put a name to a face once, we get these shows underway. Kair, listen, we appreciate you joining us. We know you're very busy, especially holiday week. Merry Christmas to you and yours. I always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't see you. And I can't wait to see you until you make your next step at the big level, man.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. Thank you for having me, and hopefully we can keep in contact from here. We'll see how this story ends or continues.
That's excellent stuff. Once again, Kair Bynum, the Carson Newton standout, and you love the versatility of this young man. And so many things just to pick up on that he mentioned, and I love how he just talked about, and, not that he doesn't fear anyone, but he just, he's just going to accept the challenge and go about that. And I think that's a good sign that, he's not going to be freaked out by the stage. And like I said, a very solid FCS ball. And he mentioned our man, Emery Hunt. I know Emery Hunt speaks highly of Kair as well, and we know Emery definitely has a pulse on small school prospects with big-time talents, and I think that coincides with today's guest. As always, we appreciate stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.